transformation of Shaba.
So, how'd you get the news? When'd you get it? Walk us through that process.
I had just gotten back from China. I was actually just working out in Miami, and my agent called me, and I ended up meeting with Ryan in Raleigh, and you know they wanted to bring me in and work me out, and you know one thing led to another, and it, you know I ended up staying.
Did you get a feeling or a direct message about why they wanted to bring you in, or?
Not really. It was just, you know, they told me that they had interest, and you know that they were kind of looking just to add a little bit of depth to their front court. And obviously, I was with Ryan last year in Boston, and I had just gotten back from China. My bad. hurting guys. it's not something we really talked about. It's all happened so quickly. It's not really, you know, I haven't had really time, but and you know, I'm just honored to be here. It's a privilege, that, you know, for whatever reason, it's, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
What do you bring to this team?
You know, it's just the same thing that I've brought to any NBA team I've played for, and just, you know, hustle, energy, you know, try to play hard-nosed defense and try to rebound the ball, you know, when I'm in there and play with a lot of energy and, you know, try to score off players that are better than me. And that's, you know, that's what I've done. So I did for Boston last year. And, if I play, that's what I'll try to do here.
How aware were you of what the Suns had been doing? And you've said you like playing hard-nosed and intense. Were you aware of that identity of them in this season?
The only thing I was really aware of is Coach Winslick as a player. I mean, when you're over in China, you're just so out of the loop. You know, I couldn't watch college basketball games, NBA basketball games. I had no clue they were having this good of a year. I'd been back for a few days, and obviously kind of got to get caught up, you know, caught abreast with the NBA season. But, you know, I knew what Coach Hornacek was like as a player. So I imagine that's kind of what he would expect as a coach. So that was really the only kind of feel I had for it.
What was it like playing in China?
For me, just being able to play basketball for a living as what I do. You know, I don't take, you know, some of the injuries I've had, I don't take it for granted at all. Obviously, I would like to, you know, love to be able to stay home for the full season, but you know I look at it as a blessing, and it's tough to be away from your, you know, your friends and your family, but it's not long. It's only 3 to 4 months, last year was my third year being over there, and you know I've made friends over there, learned how to speak a little bit of Chinese, not a lot, but enough to get me by, and I developed a good relationship with the team I was with, so they make it as easy as they can on a foreigner.
You're sweating a ton. It doesn't look like you wasted any time getting the thick of things.
No, I think they wanted to do some 5-on-5 because you know they're trying to bring Eric back and kind of get him acclimated, but back into, you know, 5-on-5 play. So you know I walked right in, but I needed it too because you know it's hadn't played in a little bit. So you know I need to get myself back in game shape too.
Any players on the team you have previous relationships with?
Yeah, actually. Actually, ironically, I know a lot of guys with this team. I've known Channing. We were the same draft class. We played in Portland together. I've known him since I was with Philly and he was in New York. He's been one of my closest friends. I know PJ. I've been playing with and against PJ since we were in middle school. And he was he's from Raleigh, North Carolina. We actually live pretty close to each other. He went to my rival high school, actually. So I've been really good friends with him forever. I know Gerald. He actually played for the same team in China that I played for Sean. Ish is from North Carolina, you know, so Miles is from Duke. So I actually probably know more guys on this team than any other team, though. It's pretty ironic.
Thank you, Shelly.
Yes, thanks, guys.